talking with the crowd. I'm a stranger in this windy town. I have nobody to call on tonight. Lonely, so lonely under million lights here. Somebody help me make it through the night.
Throughout the solar system and extending to interstellar regions beyond. This is the Kevin Smith Show.
You don't know
why. Comments and views expressed on the Kevin Smith Show are those of the people that make them and do not necessarily reflect the views of Kevin Smith, the Kevin Smith Show, or its affiliates or sponsors.
Hi, folks, and welcome to the Kevin Smith Show, whoever you are, wherever you happen to be, all around this gorgeous planet. Thanks for being here. I'm here because you have a right to know and because you matter. We spend all day, every day, all week, every week, facing things all over the world that tend to give us messages that tell us, hey, you know what, you don't matter. Well, those messages are incorrect. They're not true. We do matter. You do matter. If you didn't, the cosmos would have already canceled your ticket. It's important for you to be here, and I'm glad you are here. We have coming up June 30th, the Alternative Universe Eye Conference. Be sure you get over to my website and click the link. If you can miss that link, you probably can't see well enough to see the eye conference. It's gigantic. It says Alternative Universe Eye Conference. Click that. Get your ticket. It's only $10. We've got five fantastic speakers lined up and great presentations. This is live. It's not pre-recorded. It's live stuff. And you get to ask questions of the presenters after they finish their presentation. And, you know, like I said yesterday, you look all over the world and see if you can find a conference that you can attend for $10. They don't exist. Just one. It's the Alternative Universe Eye Conference, June 30th. And including this one, we only have three left. So if you've missed the others, well, yeah, sorry about that. But here's your chance to jump in and turn the lights on. Today is K-Files Day. That means we will be sending out the K-Files beginning after the show tonight. The K-Files is our free weekly newsletter, and if you're not getting it, go look in the mirror and ask yourself, where's the genius here? It's free. You can unsubscribe anytime you want to. And there's just really no reason not to be getting it. So scoot over to my website, click where it says K-Files, and subscribe. Then you'll be getting it. Want also to remind you, we talked last night about the amazing, astounding Dr. Filipov. And we talked about how, you know, Jerry and Kathy Wills went into Bulgaria, met with him, got an interview on video. And so we have the story. We can present the story, and we're going to show the Filipov tape, the interview, in a special broadcast in our members community. You need to be a member. If you're not a member, you're not going to get the benefit of that. Well, yeah, you still can. You can buy a ticket to that special broadcast. We're going to do that this time. But, you know, it's going to cost you more to buy that ticket than it is to join and be a member. You need to be a member. A lot of benefits to being a member. It's Friday, and we've got a great show lined up. We'll be back right after this. Welcome back to the Kevin Smith Show. This is Kevin Smith, and as I said, it's Friday here in this part of the globe, this part of the earth, and that means it is weekend eve. So I hope you've got a great weekend planned out. And let me remind you, although, you know, we broadcast live Monday through Friday, but if you want to catch the Kevin Smith Show on the weekends, you can. At Indy 104, they do the best of Kevin on Saturday and Sunday. And so you can still catch Kevin Smith Show on the weekend. So be sure you check that out at Showtime, okay, at Indy104.com. If you forget that, well, you know, their logo is right there on our webpage. And just click their logo. It'll take you over there. And at Showtime, then whatever time it is right now in your part of the world, then you can pick up the Kevin Smith Show on the weekend. Being weekend eve, don't you think we ought to have something pretty interesting to talk about tonight? Well, I think we should, and we do. Back in 2011, a shocking image, a shocking photograph, hit the internet. And what it is, what it was, what it shall be, is a sonar image. And of course, a sonar image, I know somebody's going to call and tell me that's not actually a photograph. Well, what we see on the internet is a photograph of the sonar image. And it was an image of something on the floor of the Baltic Sea. The reason it was shocking is because the general shape of that something looks very much like the Millennium Falcon starship in the Star Wars movies. You know, Han Solo flies the Millennium Falcon. And it looks a lot like that. No joke, it really does have that general shape. It was discovered by a team of professional treasure hunters led by Peter Lindbergh. And they ran out of time and, I suppose, funding. But they ran out of time, so they could not last season. Explore this thing anymore. It was really just sort of at the last of the season, because when winter sets in, the Baltic gets really rough, and the weather's very rough. And so they had to wait till this season to go down and take a look at it. Well, you know, that image just set the internet ablaze. And there was all kinds of speculation. People were saying it is a UFO. There was all kinds of speculation about it. We had Captain Robert McDonald on the show, and he reported to us from on board a ship in the Baltic. And these were people who he said were going to try and get out there and find out what this was before the weather got really bad. And according to him, they sent down two different submersibles. One was just lost. It just disappeared. The other one came back damaged, melted. And so this was right at the front end of the story. Now, after we did that show, Mr. Lindbergh on his Facebook page really took us to task and said some very inaccurate things about this show and about what had transpired on the show. And so then I took him to task. You may remember that. Mr. Lindbergh, after that, after I did the show where I took him to task and explained the errors of his information, retracted what he had said about this show. He, on his Facebook page, he retracted his previous comments, and so, you know, that was the end of it. And I have to say this right at the beginning of what we're going to talk about tonight. It's important that you understand where I'm coming from. I said then, and I say now, I don't dislike Peter Lindbergh. I don't dislike him at all. Didn't even know him. Don't know him. But what I've seen of him indicates to me that he is a man of integrity. And he seems like a heck of a nice guy when you see him being interviewed on television. So I have no axe to grind at all, and I'm not going to grind an axe, all right? But I am going to talk about a black hole and some information, and I want to make sure that you understand on the front end of this that there is no axe to be ground here. As far as I'm concerned, there's nothing, no ripples on the water, so to speak, between myself and Peter Lindbergh. I think he's done a fantastic job with this whole thing and with this whole story. And I commend him and his crew, and if it weren't for them, we wouldn't know about this. So there's no axe to grind. There's none of that. This thing that happened at the front end of the story between Mr. Lindbergh and the Kevin Smith Show, I think was because perhaps he had not heard the show and someone just told him their version of the show that we did with Captain McDonald. And he reacted to what he had been told. I can't prove that, but it seemed to me at the time, and it seems to me now, that that's probably what happened. But as I say, he is a man of integrity, and once I explained on air how this works and what took place, Mr. Lindbergh did retract his statements. I can't ask for more. So, as far as I'm concerned, he and I are squared away. So there was all of this speculation on the internet about what is that thing. And almost everybody said, well, it's a UFO. And I didn't. And I got some email from people trying to convince me that it was a UFO. What I said about it was, it looks like, you may remember this, I said, now to me, I mean, it does have that general shape of the Millennium Falcon. But to me, it looks like a rock formation. Maybe some ancient fort or something down there. I don't know. I don't think that it is a geologically produced natural formation. I think it's artificial. But I said it looks to me like rocks, like a rock formation, a stone formation. You can see the blocks in it, or it looks like that to me. It still looks like that to me. And over time, I've gotten emails from people trying to convince me that it is a UFO. And all I have said is, okay, I'll remain open-minded about it. As, you know, we can get some more information, then perhaps I will change my mind about what it is. Sonar images, well, they're good images, but it's better to get an actual photograph. So I've remained open-minded about it. And what has happened is, during the last few days, the team, Peter Lindbergh's team, has been out there and in the Baltic Sea. The divers have gone down, the submersibles have gone down, and they have photographed it, and so now we have a little better view, or do we? And that's the crux of tonight's show. You may remember I also back then asked Jeff Harvey to get his remote viewing team to take a look at it. And they really couldn't come up with much, but what they came up with, if you remember, was that it was smooth. And like smooth concrete. And that there was some energy event that happened above it. Remember that? Okay. Well, tonight we're going to take a look at what has been released in terms of photographs, in terms of video of ostensibly this object. Again, Peter Lindbergh is the team leader, and again, as far as I'm concerned, Peter Lindbergh and I are squared away. I don't know of any problem between us. There's no axe to grind. I kind of like the guy, even though I don't know him. He seems like a heck of a nice guy when you see him talking on television. And as I say, without the work of his team, we wouldn't even know about this thing. Those who are watching our television are seeing an image of the sonar scan that was released on the internet, and you can see that it is shaped something like the Millennium Falcon, but you can also see why I say it looks like rocks. It looks like a rock formation, or at least to me. Maybe you don't think so, but that's the way it looks to me. And one of the things that is pretty interesting about this is that there is a 985-foot-long path, or one of the words they use is runway. Now that's a word that is used by Peter Lindbergh. It looks like it's a flat area on the ocean floor, on the sea floor. It's a flat area. It's 985 feet long, and it's either a runway or a pathway that terminates at this object. I want you to take a moment and consider that none of that seems natural. None of that seems normal for geology. 985 feet, it's flat, and it terminates at this structure. Well, the world has been holding its breath. The world has been on the edge of its seat, waiting to see what those divers would find. Well, it was announced last week that they are down and they are astounded by what they see. They are amazed at what they see. It truly is mysterious. And we'll get some pictures up next week. But there was also the statement that, you know, you can understand the with the secrecy and the you know, of this whole project, we have to have a little bit of time to analyze what we're looking at, and then we'll get the pictures up. I didn't say anything about that. I didn't mention it. Some of you were following it because you were sending me emails about it. I just filed all of that away mentally, but I thought, what does he mean, secrecy, about this? There's no secret about it. It's all over the internet. This thing has been all over the internet. It's been like a wildfire across the internet. Even CNN reported on this, amazingly. There's no secret about this. There's no, you know, I don't understand that. But in my mind, I was thinking about why the need to delay. Why aren't we seeing a live feed of their video from the ocean floor, from the sea floor? Why aren't we seeing a live video feed of that? And why, within 24 hours, aren't we seeing the pictures and video? See, I know what it takes to capture video, process it, and put it up online. I do it every single day. I'll do it tonight. We're capturing this, the video of this show. And tonight, as soon as the show is over, it starts processing, and then we upload it. And, you know, within a couple of hours, this show that we're doing right now is available for our members to watch for the next 24 hours. Which, by the way, is one of the benefits of being a member. In case you miss a show, you can still watch it for the next 24 hours. Now, we do have archives that are, you know, audio, and they're up there forever. But I know that whatever they saw, whatever they videotaped, within a couple of hours could have been up online if they weren't going to do it live. And I don't understand why they didn't do it live, but could have been up online within 24 hours. The statements about, well, with the secrecy and everything, you know, we have to be very careful and analyze what we're looking at, and, you know, we'll get this out to you as quick as we can. It's the secrecy I don't understand. It's the delay I don't understand. Now, we're a couple of minutes away from a break. When we come back from the break, I'm going to show you exactly why I don't understand. I'm going to show you from their video and their photographs why I was suspicious about that delay and why I am suspicious about that delay. I also want to make sure you understand that I am not, at this point, I'm not going to be one of those internet expert gurus that comes up with some wild theory and I'm just going to prove. I don't do that. I'm just going to show you what I observe and ask you, what do you think about it? Because from where I sit, what has happened and the pictures that have been released and the video that has been released have not resolved any of the mystery, but have added mystery on top of mystery. So whenever I say, you know, I'm not sure about this or I'm not sure about that, I'm not saying that a certain thing is actually the case. I'm just saying it looks suspicious. I want you to have that well in your mind before we dive off into that. Dive off into it we shall on the other side of this break. Again, as far as I'm concerned, Peter Lindbergh's done a fantastic job here. There are some mysteries. There's some black holes in this information. And we're going to dive into the black holes, and we're going to see for ourselves what we think about this. Feast your eyes upon that photograph. Check it out on the internet. We'll be back right after this.
From Burnaby, British Columbia, Canada. When a topic in history or science or the paranormal is too outré or controversial for conventional media, where can we go for information? To the Kevin Smith Show, of course. I'm a big fan.
Welcome back to the Kevin Smith Show, and we're talking about more mystery beneath the Baltic Sea this evening. As I told you, there's something missing in the information we have been provided. And you know, if you listen to this show, you know black holes in information, that's where I dive in, and there are holes in this information. Now, right now, I want to say these are still early days, and there may be more information coming that will answer some of these questions that I'm going to raise here tonight. But I think when you see the video that they release, I think you will have the same questions I have. The video that they released never, ever backs away from this thing so that we can see the whole thing. So I thought about it, and I've talked about it. I've discussed that issue with some people who are familiar with underwater lighting and so forth. And somebody pointed this out to me. It was very important. I said, well, okay, what about this? What if they had to be that close in order to get enough light on it? The answer was, the Titanic is sitting under thousands of feet of water. There's no light down there. And this thing is under 285 feet of water. The Titanic is sitting under thousands of feet of water. And they turn the lights on, and you can see many, many, many feet of the Titanic. And they back away from it enough that you can see the shape and outline of the ship, the bow. But in this video that we were provided by Lindbergh's group, we're looking at this object. We can see the object. We cannot see the shape of the object, except in one final last little frame, we see the edge, the right edge of this object. And I'll put the still frame up on our TV channel in just a moment. They never back away where we can see the shape of the object itself. In other words, why not back off of this thing another 20 feet so that we can get some sense of the shape and magnitude of the object at least? Well, they don't do that. That is a black hole in the information. That's a black hole in the information. Now, you know, and I know, that the divers, the people on the submersible that went down, that photographed and that filmed, you know that as they approached this object, they could see its outline. You know that they, if their eyes could see it, you could get some kind of an image on camera. So why don't we have that? They could see the shape, the outline of the object as they approached it, before they got close enough to put their cameras virtually right up on the thing. I mean, that's what we've got here. They're only a very few feet away from the object in these videos. Well, that's a black hole in the information. The answer to why is a black hole, and the fact that we don't have the images. I bet you they do have the images. I bet you they did take the images. But you don't get to see them. Why? Well, let's take a look at that last frame. The last frame of the video, I say the last frame, it may be the 10th from the last, but it's right at the end of the video clip that they released. We can see that this is a dome-shaped object. It has roughly a UFO appearance to it. Lindbergh had this to say: the object appeared more as a huge mushroom rising 3 to 4 meters, 10 to 13 feet from the seabed, with rounded sides and rugged edges. The object had an egg-shaped hole leading into it from the top as an opening. On top of the object, they also found, talking about the divers, strange stone circle formations, almost looking like small fireplaces. The stones were covered with something resembling soot. He also makes this statement: first we thought this was only stone, but this is something else. He also said that as they approached it, they could see that it looks as though the whole formation is like encased in concrete. Well, that caught my attention, because when we had the remote viewers take a look at it, they said it's smooth. It has a surface kind of like concrete. It's smooth, but not slick like glass. Smooth, but rough like concrete. And there was some type of energy event that took place above this. So, part of the mystery, and in the video you can see these stone circle formations that are on top of this thing. Okay, but here's what we've got from the description. We have a mushroom-like formation coming up from the ocean floor, and from the ocean floor, from the seabed, to the top of it is about 13 feet. So it's not real tall, but it's not a pancake either. And those who are watching our TV channel, you're looking at the stone circle formation on top of this thing. So we have the mystery of, I mean, there's another mystery here, but we have the mystery of why aren't we being shown a more distant photograph or video, a more distant view of this thing, so we can see its outline and its shape. Why aren't we being shown that? That's a mystery. We have a mystery in terms of that they said, well, we can't release these photographs right now, but we'll release photographs and video next week, because of the security and the secrecy involved. You know, we have to be very careful and we have to analyze all this, and then we'll release it. Why? Why didn't we see it live? Why didn't we see it within 24 hours? Well, I can't say that they removed from any of the images or video. I cannot say that they removed images that would show us the real shape of what's there. I can't say that. I don't know that. But certainly they had time to do that. And there was no secrecy as far as the world was concerned. This is one of the most well-publicized events this year. Everybody knew about it. Everybody, since 2011, Everybody knew they were going to go down. They were going to take a look at it. They were going to photograph it. They were going to videotape it. Everybody knew that. Where's the secrecy? The only reason there would be secrecy is if it were imposed on Lindbergh from some outside force, outside agency, outside group, someone outside his group imposing secrecy. Is that what happened? If indeed there was some type of secrecy, is that what happened? But with these images and this video, we basically, it has been guaranteed that we can see nothing. However, I do want to call your attention to the fact that the sonar image does not in any way resemble the images in that video. When we look at this sonar image, there is no dome, there is no mushroom, there's nothing sticking up above this Millennium Falcon-shaped object. And so, you know, that leaves us with only a couple of possibilities here. One possibility is that whatever this mushroom-shaped object is has moved in and set up camp since the sonar image was taken. The other possibility is that what we are being shown in these videos is something other than what's in that sonar image. It's one or the other. There is another possibility, and that is that the sonar image is hoaxed or excessively flawed. That's it. There aren't any other possibilities here. Now, since we have not been given the privilege of seeing a more distant view of this thing, since we can't see what it's shaped like, we can't see from a distance what its silhouette looks like, I am sort of the opinion that we weren't meant to really see and know. Again, it's early days. That means that it's entirely possible that as time goes on, Mr. Lindbergh is going to release more photographs that will explain to our eyes and our minds why the video doesn't seem to match the sonar image. All you have to do is take the sonar image and then take the still shot of this right side of the, and it's only a fraction of the right side, of the top of this mushroom, put them side by side and ask yourself, do you see anything like a dome or a mushroom in that sonar image? Now, one explanation that I've seen this explanation from two or three people, and I got those today, is that, well, this mushroom thing is what's sticking up above the seabed, and the rest of the object itself, is under mud, under this mushroom. Okay. This mushroom is hard, okay? This mushroom-shaped object, and it's big. It's big. 13 feet high. It's hard. They said it's like concrete. We thought it was stone, but it's not. It's something else. We don't know what it is. It's something else. That's a mystery. But it's hard. Now, the way sonar works is sonar is a sound wave that's transmitted into the water. It hits something hard, and of course, when a sound hits something that's hard, the sound wave bounces back. It's the bounce back that gives you the image. If that thing was there, it would be in that image. We'll be back right after this. Welcome back to the Kevin Smith Show. And we're talking about more mystery under the Baltic Sea, more mystery related to this object that Peter Lindbergh and his team discovered with sonar on the bottom of the Baltic Sea. And they've now sent divers down. They've now, according to them, videotaped and photographed it. And as I say, it's early days. Perhaps better stuff is coming, and I certainly would hope so, because if it stays at this level of information, then it is highly, highly suspect. First, there's the delay. They were truly amazed at what they saw, but there's this delay in getting the pictures and videos to us, when it could have been streamed to you live as it happened. That's mysterious. And then, when they do release the videos, we get this basically unusable piece of information here. Unusable in the sense that they're so close to it. I mean, if you can imagine viewing a wall by putting your nose against the wall, back off about 3 inches, and now start moving down the wall and looking at the wall. That is how this video appears. Now, they weren't 3 inches away. I know that. They were several feet away. But this is a big object. Why didn't they back off far enough to get at least the majority of the silhouette of this object in the video? I bet they did, but you're not getting to see it. And that's a mystery. Either they didn't do that and it's a mystery, or they did it and you're not getting to see it and that's a mystery. And the question is why? It is also a mystery when we consider sonar. Because sonar, as I was saying, is a sound wave that's transmitted into the water. When it hits something solid, it bounces back. The intensity of the bounce back gives the imaging software the ability to translate that intensity into an image. So some things that are farther away return with less intensity, things that are closer with more intensity, things that are more dense have more intensity, things that are less dense have less intensity, and so forth. And so it assembles an image. Anything that is hard, it's going to send a bounce back. Soft stuff doesn't send a bounce back. But hard stuff does. And so if this, as they described it, this mushroom-shaped object is as they have described it, they say it's hard, they thought it was stone, the whole thing looks like it's been encased in concrete, but it's not stone, it's something else, they don't know what it is. That's hard stuff. And it should show in the sonar. It's hard stuff. This mushroom ought to be showing in that sonar. Now, what we see is shaped like the Millennium Falcon. What we see has the appearance of broken up rock. Maybe you think it's something else, but you understand what I'm saying. It's not all a smooth surface, and yet What we are told they saw when they went down and photographed and videoed is a smooth surface. They don't match. They just don't match. So this mushroom, if it were there when they did the sonar, would have shown in the sonar. We should see something that looks like a dome the size of this Millennium Falcon. Instead of seeing the Millennium Falcon, we all, and I'm using that as shorthand, that term, Millennium Falcon, that's shorthand. But instead of seeing the Millennium Falcon here, we ought to be seeing a smooth dome. And we don't. And so I've said, you know, it's a black hole in the information. I have said, and I will continue to say, that either that mushroom was not there when they did the sonar and moved in somehow, or the sonar was hoaxed, or these videos and pictures that we're seeing are not the object that was imaged in sonar. There's something else. The problem is the sonar. You understand? The problem is that the sonar image should have shown this hard-surfaced mushroom, 13 feet high, 60 feet in diameter. And that isn't what it shows. It should have shown that smooth dome that we see in the video. That's what it should have shown, and would have shown if it were there. But the fact that it doesn't show that indicates that mushroom was not there. That dome was not there. So, again, either the sonar images were hoaxed, and I don't think so, or this dome, this 13-foot-tall mushroom, moved in after that sonar image was made. That doesn't seem likely. Or this mushroom image that we're seeing is not the same object that's in that sonar. Those are the possibilities as I see them. Now, what we're going to do in this second hour, we're going to stick with this topic. But what we're going to do in the second hour is we are going to open up the telephone lines. And I would like to know from some of you who do know something about sonar, if I have accurately described the situation here. I see a bunch of black holes in this information, and it appears to me that we are not looking at the object when we look at this video that's just been released by Lindbergh's group. It appears to me that we are not looking at the object that they imaged in sonar. Did someone get to the Lindbergh group and during that delay cause images to be substituted? I don't know. And, you know, it's important to me for you to understand, I'm not accusing Mr. Lindbergh of doing anything that lacks integrity here. I'm not accusing him or his group of doing anything shady. But is it possible that somebody got to them and would not allow the real images out? Now, it is also, there is this possibility. I'm not a sonar expert. I know something about it, but I'm not an expert. And there is the possibility that somehow the sonar could have shown us what we see in that sonar image, and that it is so absolutely, totally skewed from what we see in the video, but that it's a possibility it could do that. I don't think that's a possibility. If that were a possibility, submarines out at sea would be in tremendous, tremendous, tremendous danger all the time. They use sonar for everything. So I think that there are some pretty glaring black holes in this information. I think the mysteries are growing, not diminishing. And personally, I don't think those videos that we're seeing are the object that was imaged in the sonar. I could be wrong. But it seems to me that these black holes have been installed and were installed during that delay, and that you and I are not going to get to see what was on the bottom, what is on the bottom of the Baltic. That's the way it seems to me. As I say, when we come back from this break, I'm going to open up the telephone lines, and I'm going to ask you to call and tell me what you think. Maybe I'm missing something, and I'm quite serious about it. If I am missing something here, I want to know about it. Right, we'll be back after this. Welcome back to the Kevin Smith Show, and for those of you who are joining us just now in this second hour, welcome aboard. We're glad to have you. My sincere sympathy to you for whatever it is that kept you away from that first hour, but I'm glad you're here now. The telephone lines are open, and we're talking about this mystery object on the floor of the Baltic Sea, 285 feet under the surface of the sea. The telephone number is 623-444-5889, 623-444-5889, and if you're in the U.S. or Canada, please use that telephone number. If you're outside of the USA and you're outside of Canada, we have an additional option for you. Go to my website, scroll down, and when you see the picture about tonight's show, right above it is a link that says flash message. So if you're not in the USA and you're not in Canada, you can use the flash message feature. To the telephone, caller, you are live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Kevin, this is Ryan in Washington.
Yeah, Ryan.
I just want to give my 2 cents on this. One theory or one possibility is that there was I had seen some stuff where there was actually two objects. Maybe it's possible that they are just giving us a little bit of a teaser because there's so many people that are trying to find us out, and they signed a deal with a documentary company or a media company, and they have interest with that. And because of the expenses that it costs to go out there. So possibly they're showing us the second object just to make everybody happy because there's so many thousands of people that are wondering what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
So there's more information to come out, and I'm just kind of playing it by ear, taking it slowly because, you know, these things have happened before where all this, it's amazing how many people want to see are craving to see a UFO. I'm leaning towards this is a rock structure like you are. I don't think it's a UFO.
Mm-hmm.
But my personal opinion, I could be wrong, I don't think there's any conspiracy, any attempt to shut them down. That's just the way I feel about it.
Well, let me ask you this. Are you watching the show tonight?
I was earlier, but I'm outside now because I get terrible signal inside.
Okay. So you saw the photographs and the video.
Yeah.
The so-called mushroom object, do you think it in any way resembles what's in the sonar image?
Well, if the, in the sonar image, if there wasn't all the lines that you see in it, the, like, could be sediment or dirt that is sort of laying on top of it or whatever, if that was a completely solid, smooth object, it, I would say it is, but I do understand your point. I wonder if they, you know, I don't know, I'm not a sonar expert. We gotta get a sonar expert to call in. And I'd like to know if there's a geologist or a, I know you have one in Texas, because I heard there, I saw a theory that it could be, something natural. I saw several things where, mushroom shapes can be formed in, naturally.
Well, I don't, I'm not disputing that. What I'm saying is it's not that sonar image. Whatever this mushroom is, it's not in that sonar image.
I think we're just going to, we're going to find out more. They said that they all sent samples to the lab and all this. I think, you know, maybe they're just playing it close to the chest and they're out in the water and they don't want to deal with the public. They just want to do their research and then maybe they'll come out with something in the future. But that image doesn't look like that. I agree with you on that. And I don't know how to explain that because I wish I knew more about sonar. Maybe someone in the audience, please call and tell us because we're kind of at a loss right now.
Okay. Ryan, thanks for the call.
Okay, Kevin, just one more thing.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I'll just forget the line. Good night.
Okay. Good night. All right, 623-444-5889. Yes, there were other objects, more than two objects that were found, anomalous objects found out there in the Baltic Sea. This is the object, the sonar image of the one that looks like Millennium Falcon. That's the object they said they were going down to look at. And what we get back is this smooth dome shape, which is not in the sonar picture, the sonar image. Now, in the audience, we have people who have experience with sonar and sonar imaging. And I'd like to hear from you. I'd like to hear what you think about this. Maybe I'm all wet. Maybe this sonar image is entirely consistent with a smooth, domed, 13-foot-high mushroom. Maybe. But if it's not, I want to hear that from you. If it is, I want to hear that from you. I'm not a sonar expert. I have no training in sonar imaging. But my eyes, I've had my eyes for almost 59 years now. And my eyes can look at this sonar image, and my eyes see something that looks broken up. It's not smooth at all. It's very broken up. And then I look at the image from their recent dive, and I see this very smooth surface. And my eyes say they're not the same. But if I'm wrong, I need you to tell me that and tell me why. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Kevin, this is Steve from Georgia.
Yeah, Steve.
Well, since the sonar experts are not calling in, I guess I'll call. And I would like to say that what this thing seems to be evolving into is, you remember the old story problems in grade school where we would be given, you know, 8 or 9 pieces of information, you know, Johnny has 16 apples, 12 oranges, and 30 cents in his pocket. And,
oh, yeah.
You know, at the end, you only need one or two of those pieces of information, and you have to throw out the rest and figure out which is relevant and which is not. Well, this thing seems to be developing into that. You know, here we have this sonar image that captivated everybody so much, including myself. You know, I thought this is a really interesting thing. And now here's Peter Lindbergh, who was, you know, he pioneered this image and brought it to our attention. And now here he is, he's going down saying he's got the same thing, and clearly this is not the same thing. You know, you don't need to be a weatherman to know which way the wind blows. And I don't think you have to be a sonar expert to look at these two things and say, no, this is not that. You know, that's common sense. Now, there are any number of possibilities here. I don't know if the Baltic Sea is known for having, Bermuda Triangle type experiences over there, if aircraft or ships or whatever disappear, or if there's known to be or suspected to be any kind of a dimensional portal down there at the bottom. This might be something that, you know, whoever owns that, that image in the sonar, they don't really want people to see it for what it is. They don't want it to be examined too closely. And at some point between when that sonar image was first taken and when he went down and took the image, the pictures of this mushroom-shaped thing, you know, that it was actually inserted over it. It might have poked through from another dimension or something like that. You know, that's kind of a odd chance, but, you know, still a chance.
Well, you know, at this point, I guess anything is possible. But what about the idea that this might be one of the other objects? While you were talking, I thought of, it came to my mind why it cannot be one of the other objects. But what do you think of that theory?
Well, Peter Lindbergh would know the coordinates. You know, if he was the guy who took these original images, he would know the coordinates of where the object was, where the first object was. And if he said that he was lowering a camera or something down there to take pictures, I believe he would go down on the very same coordinates. If he was taking a picture of another object, he wouldn't have said, "Here I am going after that original thing." You know, he would have said, I'm going to take pictures of another object.
I think so. I think Lindbergh has basic integrity. But here's why it cannot be. Folks, pay real close attention. This video that has been released is being presented to the public as being the object that is in that sonar image. And here's how I know. Because Lindbergh said, the divers say, now you see there were no divers when they took the sonar image. The divers say that there is a 985-foot long path that can be described as a runway or a downhill path that is flattened at the seabed with the object at the end of it. Okay, so when we look in the sonar image, we see that 985-foot path he's talking about, and then we see that Millennium Falcon shape at the end of it. And now he's describing that, but telling us it's a mushroom.
Yeah. It doesn't add up, does it, Kevin?
Well, let me say it this way, Steve. It might add up. But based on the information that we have that has been released to us, it does not. It does not add up at all. So if there is further information that would explain that, he needs to come out with it.
Oh, absolutely right. And Kevin, before I go, I want to say one more thing. One dad to another, happy Father's Day, Kevin.
Well, thank you, and to you too.
Thank you, sir.
All right. Thanks for the call. What do you think about it, folks? What do you think? See, I'm not of the opinion that Millennium Falcon is a spaceship. All right, we have a, my opinion of it is it looks like a rock formation to me. It looks artificial. Like some ancient construction, and is fascinating from that point of view, but I've never adopted the idea that it is a spaceship. So So what I'm looking at here tonight is not, is this a spaceship? I'm looking at the video that has been released doesn't seem to be that formation that's in the sonar image. All right, we have a flash message here. No, we don't. I got a little beep in the notice that a flash message had come in, but it got filtered out because it's from the USA. If you're in the USA, you have to call. We don't. The flash message feature filters you out, and Canada too. So you have to be outside the USA and outside of Canada to use the flash message feature. All that happens is when it filters one out and deletes it, I get a little beep, and so I look over there and see I've got a flash message, but when I try to open it, it says deleted, okay, and tells me where it was from. But I do invite those of you who are outside the USA and outside of Canada to use that flash message feature or call us. Those in Canada, the USA, pick up your telephone, 623-444-5889. A lot of people have been disappointed. I've been looking at the forums today. I've been paying attention, not just forums at Kevin Smith Show. We do have those in our members community. But I've looked on other forums, and I've noticed quite a number of people expressing that they're disappointed because it's, you know, apparently not a spaceship and so forth. And, that's the wrong way to look at this. The right way to look at this is we don't know what that is. Whether it is a spaceship or not a spaceship, the exciting thing is to find out what it is. And what I'm looking at in these pictures from the Lindbergh group doesn't seem to match that sonar image. Now, that's a mystery. And so even though I think that the sonar image is some type of artificial structure, but I think it's a stone structure. That's my opinion. I don't know what it is. It looks like a stone structure to me. Maybe of great archaeological importance. I don't know. But even though that's what I think about it, now that the pictures and videos from the divers are out to the public where we can see them, they don't seem to even resemble the sonar image. Now, a big red flag goes up. Now there's a mystery. Now I need to know, why are we being shown something that isn't that sonar image? Now, again, maybe we are being shown that object. Maybe we are. And maybe there's an explanation for why the sonar image does not show a 13-foot-tall mushroom. Maybe there is an actual technical explanation for why that's the case. I don't know what it would be, but I'd like to know. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Yeah, it's Mike, Kevin, from Kentucky.
Hello, Mike.
Well, you know, another mystery. And it seems like that there's more mysteries than there are answers in today's world.
Mm-hmm.
And I would think that's because of all the technology we have at our fingertips. But people seem to be a lot more cautious today about releasing information. They make the statement, yes, we will. But then when it comes time to do it, maybe somebody else has said, could you hold off on this a little bit till we can check on it? It's like Dr. Filipov, you know, Jerry was talking about last night. And he was confused as apparently why y'all didn't get back to him.
Oh, I don't think so. I think he knows exactly why we didn't get back to him. I think that's a cover story.
Yes, to protect himself.
Mm-hmm.
But these things here, that smooth shape on that, it almost looks like an observatory dome, maybe ancient days. That this could have been a dome in which they actually studied the stars in the heavens and tracked them.
Maybe.
It would have been made out of a concrete type substance, you know, liquid.
Mm-hmm.
Because we found out that they did have something similar to concrete back then.
Well, my question is why we don't see a dome and a mushroom in the sonar.
I see. Yeah, I see what you're saying. And I can't answer that unless this looking at the screen, this bottom edge, has that kind of a dome shape to it or curve shape. And maybe they're showing you the side of that thing rather than the top of it. Maybe they're doing what NASA does on the moon when they put pictures around.
Well, what we're seeing in the still photo is the right side. We can see the top of it, and we can see the right side as it descends down. And, of course, we can see the submersible has its spotlights on it, lighting it up. And we can see those where those spotlights are hitting it. Again, why is this all we're seeing? Why don't they back off 20 feet and show us what this thing actually looks like? That's a mystery, too. I think Mr. Lindbergh and his team are due some applause for going down there and videotaping and so forth, and for originally finding this anomaly on the seabed. And I think they're due some applause for that. But frankly, this video is useless. Video that was released to us is useless.
Video, like what you see in that one still image.
Say that again, Mike.
I says it doesn't look anything in the video you're playing like it does in that one still image, which makes you wonder if it's the same location.
No, this still image is from the end of that video. You just have to grab it real fast. But the still image is from the end of that video.
But where exactly on the end of that video? Is it on the top? Is it on the side? Where?
That question I can't even figure out.
Yeah.
It's at the end of the video.
Yeah.
It's at the end of the video, and this is the right side of their, from their perspective, it's the right side of the object that they're filming. But we have no idea what that object is. My contention is that at this point, that object, whatever it is in the video, is not what's in that sonar image.
And I would agree with you. And I'm sitting here trying to picture the right side of that thing based upon what we're seeing. Is it the right side taken from down at the bottom, or is it the right side taken from up above?
Well, I see what you're saying. No, it's the top of it. You can see the top of the thing.
Sure, yeah. But I'm saying that from what I see on the TV screen right now, that I'm like you, I don't see anything that matches that.
Mm-mm.
And so maybe they are intentionally creating a mystery.
Well, I think so, and I don't know why. But the reason I think so is because when Lindbergh describes the whole scene, he says the divers say there is a 985-foot-long path that can be described as, and I'm quoting, as a runway or downhill path that is flattened at the seabed with the object at the end of it. So he's describing, in context with this video that he's released, he's describing the scene that we do see in the sonar image. We see the flattened 985-foot pathway. Okay, we can see that in the sonar image. However, at the end of it, we see something that looks, in the sonar image, like the Millennium Falcon. But he's describing the scene relative to the video he has released, and he says it looks like a 13-foot-tall mushroom. And I'm saying,
if you look at the Mayan and Aztec layouts of their villages, they have those long causeways also.
Mm-hmm.
And it makes you wonder if maybe this was some kind of a temple arrangement.
Well, it might be. It might be. But this mushroom that he's videotaped, I don't think is that thing that's in the sonar. I just don't think it is. Now, if he's got information that would explain the discrepancy in their appearance, and it's not a small discrepancy, it's gigantic.
Right.
If he's got some information that would explain it, I would love to hear it. Mike, we have a break taking over. You want to hang on, or does that do it for you?
No, that'll do it. I'll let somebody else call.
Thanks for the call. We'll be back, ladies and gentlemen, right after this. And welcome back to the Kevin Smith Show. We are talking about this mystery beneath the Baltic Sea. It's been a mystery since the sonar image first came out. The sonar image, of course, produced by Peter Lindbergh and his team, and they certainly are due our thanks and applause for that. The mystery was supposed to be somewhat solved by getting some photographs and video of whatever that is in the sonar image. But the video that has been released and the still frame that has been taken from the video, this video only increases the mystery. And it increases the mystery because of the fact that, number one, what we are looking at is we're so close up, it's like we have our nose right against the thing. We can't see the shape and dimensions of it. And you know they've got video that show the shape and dimensions of it. They have to. I mean, they obviously turned their video cameras on before they got right up next to it. And as they approached it, they could see its shape and dimensions. And how do I know that? Because they told us. It's shaped like a mushroom, and it's 13 feet tall. So if they saw that, why didn't they show us the video of that? It's a mystery because there was a delay of about a week in showing us any of the images at all. Why? Why wasn't this streamed live? I mean, look, it's a simple thing to do. If they had called me, I would have streamed it live for them. I would have explained to them how to get their video live streamed to me, and I would have streamed it live for them. It's not difficult. I do it every night. I'm doing it right now. But then there was this delay of a week. Why? And then when we get the pictures, when we get the video, it's this object does not seem to match what's in the sonar image. In fact, it doesn't even look similar to what's in the sonar image. How could the sonar image be that different from the video? Off of the coast of Cuba, there have been found ruins under the water, and there is a pyramid. And the sonar images of the pyramid match the video images of the pyramid. It looks like a pyramid in both of those images. These images don't match. They don't even get close to matching. And my question is, so what's up with that? Clinton in Ireland, by the way, the telephone lines are open and the telephone number is 623-444-5889. Clinton in Ireland says, Kevin, maybe it is the concrete dome of some undersea base. Well, it might be. But if so, I contend it's not there where that sonar image was taken. Am I open to being wrong here? Yes, I could be wrong. This sonar image may, in fact, show exactly the thing that they showed us in the video. It would be a little easier to tell if they gave us a video that didn't have its nose against the thing. So again, you know, I'm not saying that Mr. Lindbergh has done anything here that lacks integrity. But there are big, big holes in this information. There are huge holes in it. And I'm just not, I'm not convinced that what we're looking at in the video is the object that's in the sonar image. I'm not convinced of that. And until I get other information to the contrary, I'm pretty convinced this is not the same thing. Now, Lindbergh and his team, they know. And so they may be sitting there listening to this and saying, oh, this guy's all wet. He doesn't know what he's talking about. Maybe. Maybe, as I said, these are the same thing. Maybe. But I do know what I'm talking about when I'm talking about holes in information. I know exactly what I'm talking about. And there are holes in this information. And big holes that, if there are good answers for them, come on with the answers. We want to hear them. I said all along, and I say now, that to me, the sonar image appears to me to be an artificial structure, but it appears to be some kind of ancient stone structure. And one of our callers, I think maybe Mike, said that maybe this is kind of a temple at the end of a causeway. Maybe. See, I would be excited about this, and you should be excited about it, if they find that it is some ancient structure. Because it's still a mystery. It's still something exciting to discover. And adds to our understanding and our knowledge of the past on this planet. Now, you know, if in fact we are looking at video from this latest dive that the Lindbergh team did, if in fact we're looking at video that is not what's in that sonar image, that doesn't mean that it's because the sonar image is a UFO. It might be. I don't think so. I mean, if it is a UFO, it's really, really destroyed and broken up. I don't think that's what it is. But it may be that that archaeology, if it is archaeology, that that archaeological site might contain information they don't want us to know about. What could that be? Well, perhaps, I mean, there are so many things. Perhaps that's some kind of Anunnaki construction. Perhaps it's some kind of Nephilim construction. Perhaps it's some sort of construction by a race of giants they don't want us to know about. And you know for sure they don't want you to know about that. I mean, there's all kinds of possibilities of what that could be, and all kinds of possibilities for why someone might not want us to see and know what that is. And one of the possibilities, I have to admit, one of the possibilities could be that it's some type of UFO. That's a possibility. All speculation's on the table when we don't have all the data. But what we're doing here tonight, what I'm presenting to you here tonight, is the information about the details about why I say we don't have all the data. We don't have all the information. In fact, we don't have anywhere near enough information to be able to even say that the videos that we've been presented from the Lindbergh team are of that object. Do you think that the two objects are the same? What do you think about that? Now, if this turns out to be two separate objects, and I think they are. I could be wrong, but I think they are. I think the video is one object, and the sonar is a different object. If they are different, why do you think they would do that? And secondly, what do you think that sonar image is an image of? Do you think it's a UFO? I know we've had calls previously where people said they do think it's a UFO. Or do you think it's some sort of archaeological construction, some ancient ruins of some type? And what would you speculate, being in that part of the world, that would signify? Why would they not want us to know about that? I don't know. It's a great, great mystery. So is the reasons behind why you're sitting on your hands and not calling. That is a great mystery as well. But someone has decided to call. Caller, you are live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Good evening, Kevin. It's Kathleen from Las Vegas.
Hello, Kathy.
How are you?
What's on your mind?
It seems rather odd that there's no fish or silt or any kind of life forms down there, if it had been down there a long time.
Okay, you're saying it's odd that there's no life forms around this thing?
No fish, no coral, no plant life. It seems rather contrived.
Mm. Yeah, like, well, you know, here's the thing. It's 285 feet down, and I would suspect that most of whatever is alive there would be on the seabed. And what we're looking at is 13 feet above the seabed. But you're right, perhaps, you know, there ought to be some fish somewhere.
No air bubbles?
Nothing.
And if the motor of the submersible would move the silt around?
Well, it would if they got down closer to the seabed. But at 13 feet above it, and of course, what they are, this video, if it's to be believed, this is a video of a structure that is 13 feet tall and about 60 feet around. And the submersible is up at the top. It's flying or swimming over the top, gliding over the top, and the camera is down right on the top, so we can see these little circles of stone that are on the top. And then they get down from the top, they move down just a couple of feet and sort of float around it, and we're seeing, you know, just the top few feet of this 13 feet. So the propellers or the propulsion of the submersible would still be about 13 feet above the seabed. I don't think it would stir it up much.
If the coloring on the video seems rather odd too. Is there a filter on it with the lighting that can be possibly removed, or like you do with the moon photos?
Well, maybe. I think what we're looking at is the actual color of the thing. And the reason I say that is because there is a piece of shot here where we see, if you take a look at the still shot from the end of the video, what you can see the top of this structure, the mushroom, and then you see the water beyond it. And that looks like, I think, water would probably look under those conditions. 285 feet down, there's no sunlight getting to it. very, very strange. It's very, very dark down there. And the lights from the submersible, I think, would cause the water to have pretty much that appearance there.
More video will tell.
Yeah. Okay, you want to hang on through the break, or does that do it for you?
I'm good, thank you. Thank you for explaining.
All right, thanks for the call. We'll be back, ladies and gentlemen, right after this. And welcome back to the Kevin Smith Show. We're on final approach, ladies and gentlemen. That means we just have a short time left in tonight's show. And if you have a comment or a question, I really urge you to start dialing now because we'll run out of time. 623-444-5889. To the telephone, and caller, you are live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Kevin, this is Brent from Wyoming.
Yeah, Brent.
I just wonder, I agree with you, I would like to see the original tapes.
All of the tape?
All of the tapes, all of them, from start to finish.
Does the object in the video to you look like the object in the sonar?
No.
Nor does it to me.
It looks like an artificial boulder underwater. It doesn't give you the full shape of it.
Mm-hmm. Well, if they can describe it, if they can describe it as being about 13 feet tall, shaped like a mushroom, that means that they could see it from a distance in order to take that in.
Yeah.
So why aren't we getting to see it?
I don't know. I won't say they're hiding it. I won't say that the divers are hiding it intentionally, but I will agree with you, somebody may have gotten to them.
That's a possibility. It is also a possibility that they just did some bad video editing in releasing the videos to us. And maybe in the days ahead we will see better video, and it may answer a lot of the questions that I've raised here tonight. And I'm open to that. I want them to be answered. But with the information that we've been provided, it looks like mystery on top of mystery, and I don't think they're the same object, based on the information we have right now.
This is one of those cases where they try to answer questions, and you come up with more questions because they don't answer the questions.
That's the point. They didn't answer a question. The normal thing to do would be to show us a shot at a distance where we can take in the whole shape of the object, and then move in closer and show it to us in detail up close. Well, unless they do that, until they do that, I'm not prepared to buy that these are the same objects.
Yeah, I agree.
Now, if they do it, and if there's an explanation for why that sonar image looks so different, then fine. I mean, if it is, it is. You know, if it's the same object, it's the same object. But at this point, with the information we have, it doesn't appear to me to be the same object.
Question for you.
All right.
Can sonar pick up densities? In other words, does a denser object show up better on sonar than a less dense object?
Well, the answer is yes and no. It depends on distance from the receiver and angle. I mean, but yeah, basically a harder, more dense object gives a better bounce back.
No worries.
But now let me qualify that. If you have a block of rock, and it's just a square block, but it's rock, and next to it you have a steel box that's the same size and it's empty, both will show up on the sonar as boxes, as blocks.
Solid hits.
Yeah. However, the rock, because it's not empty, will be a stronger image on the sonar.
Okay. Yep. I want to see the whole video.
Yeah, I do too. And maybe we'll get to.
I do have one thing to add, though.
Okay.
The kid walked across Niagara Falls and he made it nonstop.
The kid? I don't know anything about this.
The Willenda kid.
Oh, okay.
Nick Willenda made it across Niagara Falls at midnight.
He did?
Yeah.
Well, congratulations to him.
That was your competition tonight.
Okay. Talk to you later, Brent.
Okay, bye.
Bye. Well, congratulations to Mr. Willenda. 623-444-5889 is the number to call, and but you have to do it like right now, because we are just about out of time. I don't know what this thing is on the Baltic seafloor. I can tell you that to me it appears to be artificial and it appears to be stone. But I can only say it appears to be. I don't know what it is. But the video and the sonar don't appear to match. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
This is Sheila in Texas.
Hi, Sheila.
Okay, I'm not saying this is what it is, but just a thought that might make it both images the same thing.
Okay.
What if what's appearing, what they're videoing, is just a cover that's over what shows up in the radar image, and what if what they're videoing is made of a material that doesn't show up in radar?
Yeah, but it's not radar, it's sonar.
That's what I meant.
Well, and sonar bounces off of hard substances, and they said this is hard, like stone or concrete. So if it were there and it was a cover, we would have seen a dome cover instead of seeing what's on the inside.
Well, is it impossible that there is some sort of material that we don't know about that wouldn't show up in a sonar?
That's a possibility if, in fact, this is extraterrestrial.
Yeah. Well, that was just my thought.
It may be that. You know, it very well could be, Sheila.
Or not. I mean, this is just a thought.
Mm-hmm. But a lot of mysteries around this. this video certainly didn't answer anything, but stirred up more questions.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's all I got.
Thanks for the call, Sheila.
Great call. Great show tonight. Thank you.
Thank you. All right. We are just about out of time. Well, folks, there are mysteries all over the earth. This is one. In fact, it's several mysteries in one. And at this point, I don't think anybody has enough information to say what this is, except the divers, who went down there and actually looked at it. They know whether this is the video that we've been seeing. They know whether that's actually the same thing as the sonar. But if it is the same thing as a sonar, there needs to be an explanation for why that sonar image is so vastly different from what's in that video. Another huge question is, okay, guys, why did you only show us images where your nose is right up against the thing? Where are the images where you're backed off from it and you can see it? Enough to say it's 13 feet high and shaped like a mushroom. So where are the images of that? We need to see that. If this is a marketing ploy, just to get some people interested so they can make some money, I can tell you this is going to damage your sales. Really, it will. You need to answer some questions up front you don't have to give away everything, but you need to answer some questions up front, guys. And right now, it doesn't look like what you showed us is the same thing as that sonar. It doesn't look like the same object at all. All right, be sure you get your ticket to the Alternative Universe Eye Conference, because it's only $10. It's going to happen June 30th, and believe me, you don't want to miss this. You don't want to miss this. Get your ticket. My friends call me Steel Eye. My enemies do too, and you may call me whatever you want to call me. Just keep coming back again and again and again. Until next time, so long, everybody.